Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hi, this is Dick Arndt with another edition of Welcome to My World. Today, I want to look at who I believe should be referred to as a national hero and ask all of America to look for another national holiday to give him the honor he rightly deserves. Why not? We have them for just about everything, for anyone who is or was anybody in history or for memorable certain days, where we all celebrate in one way or another. Just think about it. We celebrate days for independence, for our veterans, past presidents, a famous civil rights leader, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and now even a newer one called Juneteenth. We even have a state holiday called Nevada Day when our state got admitted to the Union back in 1864. Yes, indeed, you name it, Americans will figure out a way to celebrate it. Government and private employers will give their employees the day off. We don't get any mail, the kids don't have to go to school, and even most casinos will figure out a way to give you some kind of deal to get you through their doors to the sounds of bells and whistles or some guy at a table yelling, "Winner, winner," while you're looking around wondering who he's talking about. So, what's been forgotten in the mix? I thought about that when I woke up this morning as I made my way to the kitchen to make a pot of coffee. And despite the winter darkness, I looked out the window. It hit me. We need a holiday to celebrate the weather. Ever wonder how much of our lives depend on it? Just think about it for a moment. On what basis are so many of our days planned? The weather. When I or you call a friend or relative out of state, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth after you say hi? How's the weather? When you plan a trip, what's one of the main considerations? The weather. And having gone through the past couple of months here in Sin City, compared to the previous 17 years I've lived here, there's one big difference this year than in most others. It's been colder than a witch's, well, you know the rest. We need a National Weather Day. That's what I thought to myself. But then it came to me, we already have one. One with an unsung hero that never really received the national holiday status that he's deserved. But after this past winter, I think should. Punxsutawney Phil. I'm talking about February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. This little guy is so popular that even Hollywood made a movie to honor him. Does Phil deserve national recognition? You bet. Look at the responsibility he's always carried and the stress he's faced year after year as he emerges from his burrow. The responsibility he's had to bear. The flashlights and the hundreds of people who stand in the cold waiting for his appearance. The good or bad news he's willing to bring if he sees or doesn't see his shadow. Well, for that, I think it's time we called for another national holiday to honor this responsible rodent who controls more of our lives than any other person, place, or thing. A day where smiling should be the law of the land and complaining punishable by house confinement as not to inflict a bad mood on others. So on February 2nd, take a moment and smile. Kiss your closest groundhog and even take one to lunch. If dogs can go anywhere, why not a groundhog? Raise a groundhog flag. And don't think twice to send a letter to your congressional representative demanding a new national holiday to honor this noble creature for the dedication and perseverance for the responsibility he's been entrusted with year after year. He really deserves it as far as I'm concerned. Well, that's it for the day. Hope I put a smile on your face in welcoming you to my world.